Well, I was actually recruited. I always knew I wanted to be on TV, but when they reached out to me and said I would be a good fit, I said, why not? It's the time right now.
So then, stepping foot into the game, do you remember like what your initial game plan was, and then like did it change over time as you were playing?
Yeah, I mean, my initial game plan was to pick a ride or die who I felt complimented who I am as an individual. So I'm pretty quiet myself. And entering the house, I met my boy Zach, who was kind of the opposite. He's very outgoing, very outspoken. And my plan was to kind of play good cop, bad cop with him until the end. Unfortunately, certain things happened and he got taken out of the game pretty early. So I had to adapt and figure out other ways to get myself to the end. But yeah, it was just a matter of being flexible and being adaptable.
How do you know if you can like really trust someone in the Big Brother house? Like, is it just a first instinct or does it grow? Like, how does it happen?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately you can't trust anybody, but I felt like, with certain people, like Zach being one of them, it was just a matter of just giving him my word and having to trust that he was giving me his and just keeping an eye out to see if anything wasn't aligning with, the things he was saying. I never got a bad feeling, or I never saw any red flags that would, set off any alarms for me. So you just gotta play by ear and hope for the best kind of thing.
And I feel like this sounds kind of cliche, but I always think about auditioning for Big Brother Canada myself. And then I'm like, what would happen if I won? And you did. So what did you do with your money?
Well, I still have quite a bit of it, but I have done some charity work since I got off. I'm planning another charity event coming up. I put some money into some investments, some of it into real estate to help my mom out, and then the rest I have, and I'm waiting for other opportunities to open up to use it with.
And then the new season starts tomorrow. So if someone wanted to apply for next year, what is some advice you could give either for before auditioning, and then what advice would you give for while they are in the house?
So before auditioning, you got to understand that TV shows are trying to make entertaining TV. So you need to kind of figure out what unique qualities you have that you can bring to production to say, hey, I'll help you make good TV, because ultimately that's what they're after. They want to make good TV. So figure out what makes you special and how you can communicate that to casting. And then once you're in the house, you got to just figure out. I think the number one thing is being flexible and figuring out how to maneuver, I guess, tough situations without losing your cool, because some people let it get to them. And ultimately, it's a game in the end. So if you can keep your composure and stay focused, before you know it, you'll be on finale.
Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at TyXMcDonald and pretty much on any social media, TyXMcDonald.